remain here.
Go home and come back.
Come back. Then I have some important talk with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that we have been promised life membership by about 14-15 men. Out of that, we have collected about less than half. What is the name of your brother-in-law, the great master? So, has he paid something?
No, he did not pay
something. He promised.
He said, no, I have not paid him a service. He said, I don't want to become a member or I will not come.
Hmm?
He said, you are going to come, but he will make the journey.
So, let him make some members talking like that. So one thing, now there are so many promises, so is it possible to correct from them? So now the question is, do you think that to collect all this promised money, you shall be able to do? No, I mean to say, whether they are hopeless, Then, no, no.
Only one or two of these sannyas temple, what I will do, this program, these persons are not me. So I will be proud of them.
So that for this purpose, is it necessary that he should remain? Or yes, that's all. Alright, then give him the address and stay there. Yes, they can
still.
Yes. So for the time being, give him our Bombay address. Yes. That will do. Now, this morning, I wanted to see that land, and I want to take you there. So, in my absence, he can negotiate. Another thing, that Sarmistha, Queen Sarmistha, Polkar, so she also promised some help, but there is no decision. We can contact her by phone. Now, is it possible to see her today? So I might try for that. The both of them, both the husband and wife promised that I shall consider. I requested them to purchase a house for us. But what is that? Come on. Of course, I don't think that. Not yet. So whatever he gets, we can accept. Something is better than. Yes, he saw them. There are two things. Today? Yes, sir. Yes. Malwa, yes. He is not coming. But she has not personally said anything.
Management? He wants to go abroad with some certificate and go to the kitchen over there and come. And tell him some money.
Yeah, that is, that was his purpose.
Well, I am very, very good from here. I am going for the last week of family and friends for things. I know. Very fun. And the son is big, big boy.
So?
And he called and he come presidential person from Indian government. You want to be from the world of government. Yes, you can be from the government. 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 So, I'm not going to be there for it.
Well, people go there for some material benefit. Nobody goes to... Therefore people are becoming atheists. Suppose you go somewhere for some material benefit, and if you do not get it, naturally you become fatless. What is this nonsense? Therefore, bhakti anna vilasita asannam. One should approach God without any material desire. Anna vilasita asannam. Jnana karma dana artika. Simply one has to approach God. Anukullina krishnanusrana. To serve without any cause. And that is what. This is not bhakti, this is business. Yes. When Prahlad Maharaj offered benediction, so he said this very word, am I mercantile man, banya, banik, that I have to ask from you something by giving you service? So don't tell your misa in this way. This is Shuddhava. Yes. We are born in a demonic family, we are naturally inclined for material enjoyment. And your lordship can give me anything, I know, if I ask. So naturally I will be allured to ask from you. Whatever it has to happen, let it happen. Ramayana means that it's Tulsidas Ramayana. No, bhakti is not demand. That is to put oneself in its natural position. That is not demand. That is not demand. Because our constitutional position...
So
whatever our dharma shastra says, suppose that is dharma kaam mokha, that is but bhakti is above that.
Bhakti is
above that. A bhakta does not even desire for mokha. He does not desire even. That is real love. That is it. Mama Janmani, Janmani, I was explaining this verse. Yes. That is bhakti. That is not demand. That is your natural position. You are eternal servant of God. Now, somehow or other, under the influence of this material existence, you are thinking otherwise. Somebody is thinking that I am master of this family, somebody is thinking master of community, master of... they are thinking the terms of becoming master. That is our material life. Krishna Bhulya Jeev Bhagavan Sakar. Master means to enjoy. That is material life. So he has to wash up that mentality. Sarvadhanman Puritaja Mam Ekang Saranam Bhaji. That is bhakti. So long we think of becoming master, that is materialism. If one thinks, oh, I have become spiritual master and so many disciples, they are my servant, and that is also material. Therefore, according to our Vaishnava, the address is Prabhu. Even the spiritual master addresses the disciple as Prabhu. This very mentality to become master is material. Because he is servant. He is eternally servant. Only mistaken idea of becoming master, he is serving Maya. That's why you are the master of your family. But actually you are serving. But you are thinking that I am master of this family. And to be, by becoming a false master, the whole life you have to serve your wife, your children, your grandson, your family, your brother, your... Actually he is serving, but he is thinking. Janasya mohoyam, it is called. In Bhagavad Gita he says, अतः गृहत क्षेत्र सुतार्थ बीत जनस्थ मोह अयम इट इज मोह दैट इज लीव No, if some arrangement is made here, then I shall open a branch here and I shall train up your... So I have asked them to give me a plot and a temple and other buildings I shall collect money and do. That I have proposed. So, in case they do that, then I give you two or three assistants and you help. And this pure Krishna consciousness we shall develop. And another gentleman was proposing that instead of opening another center, why don't you do your activity in the Gita Bhavan? But that is not possible. It is hot part. From which platform? Yes. I was just thinking of it.
I was going to understand.
Because it is not possible, even Dr. Vishwa will see this person.
Now what he will do at this stage? It is not possible. Don't lose trust in me, because death, everyone will die today or tomorrow. Try to enlighten her with Krishna consciousness. Let us chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't matter whether she dies or not. Let her chant so long she lives. That is nice. So, we are arranging to go to Surat.
Yes.
So what about this Sanmitha Holkar? Both of them promise that we can consider.
Yes,
so what shall I do now? Shall I try to contact? So, because they promise that we shall consider, we can simply ask. So then best thing is to why not call Mr. Karnika? Mr. Karnika, call and ask, remind him. Best thing is to clean and stop, as you told me.
there are people who are visiting
you. And he has no customer. So you are very anxious to come.
And before you are going to be, you sent the message to the
family. Very good. He's very kind of you. Yeah, come. So now you have got permission to contact them. Yes, I thought it was very and he's very much impressed with our activity. There is no other motive. It is pure bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmad anavritam. ये उद्देश्य में धन गिन करके कुछ रुपया कमाना, धन बता करके कुछ रुपया ले लेना, यही चल रहा है।
हमारे स्वामी जी जो है ना हमारे लोग
भी
जैसे क्या अच्छा हाँ
Vesna Mahi is that you construct a room that is reserved for you so long you live. And after your death it becomes to this Asma. One Mr. Vikram Singh, in his house in the city, he has at least 40-50 houses. He went to the mine, he has got cars, everything. He has petrol tanks. It was a sport for the boys. And the elderly boy is in the town. And,